When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. When we reflect on the stories and the broad themes of the Gospel of Luke, you'll note that it's a gospel for outsiders, for the underdogs of Jesus' day, the common laborers, women, racial minorities, the poor, the least, the last, and the lost. And here again, Jesus sees an outsider, a misfit, ignored and excluded from most of her social circles. People had given up on this woman. Crippled for 18 years, this disease that had crushed her and literally bent her. Her spirit is downcast. Her life small and overlooked. And yet Jesus sees her. Like we were sharing with the children, Jesus sees her and says words of kindness and invitation and hospitality. And then he reaches out healing hands, which leads to praise. And so as we continue our way to the healing portion and prayers of today's service, I want us to live in the world of this story for just a couple of minutes. And maybe it hasn't been 18 years, and maybe the place where you need healing or I need healing today is not physically obvious. But like this woman, can we believe that today, in this time, in this place, in this sanctuary that we endeavor to make a safe place, can we believe that Jesus sees us? And maybe we follow the cue of this woman. We don't have to state or declare our healing place of need. We don't need to ask Jesus for anything. She doesn't maneuver her way to the front of the line and say, "Pick me, pick me, pick me." Instead, Jesus sees her. Jesus sees us. That's a promise of today's story. Jesus calls us. Jesus speaks to us. "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." And I know that healing stories like this have been used in harmful ways. And I want to make it clear that as we pray for healing today, this is not a name it and claim it Sunday. But it is a time here in this part of the season of the year where we can trust that Jesus again speaks words of healing, speaks words of kindness to us as we pray for one another. In the past 2 weeks, in our electronic email news and notes, we've given some ideas to help prepare for this Sunday. And we've said that healing is moving towards wholeness. We've said that healing is not necessarily curing, but it's a journey of knowing God's love, knowing that God's Spirit abides with us. And it's about us being mended so that we can then join God in God's mending and healing work in all the world, in all of creation. So we will pray for healing together, and we will trust that God will do as God wants to do in this time and in this space, and perhaps one or some of us may receive physical healing in the days or weeks or months or years ahead. That can happen. But at the same time, we don't want this to be a spectacle. It's not a magic revival healing show. This is us, just ordinary Christians, everyday Christians, gathering together, but with intentionality, and saying we will pray for one another. Pray for healing. Some of us have been here a long time. Some of us are new. Some of us have little faith. Some of us come with great faith today. but we all long for Jesus to see us, to speak to us, to heal us. And like the crowd that surrounded that healed, crippled woman, in verse 18, we read that they rejoiced in all the wonderful things that Jesus was doing. And so we too, on this day, in this service, friends in Christ, we rejoice. Jesus is here, God's Spirit here with us, abiding. God and Jesus doing wonderful things in our midst. As we pray for one another, as we pray for our world. And one of the phrases that we've been repeating in that email over the past couple of weeks is, Lord, let your Spirit meet us here to mend body, mind, and soul. May that be the prayer of our hearts. Lord, meet us here to mend body, heart, mind, and soul. I'm going to move to the table. How many of you were here last time we had a healing service? Can you raise your hand so I know what the comfort level is in the sanctuary today? Okay. Not lots of us, but some. We talk of Jesus' ongoing ministry of compassion and kindness and healing. And so today we have elements. We have water as a symbol of refreshment and renewal. And maybe if and when you come forward, you might dip your hand in the water and put the sign of the cross on your forehead or on your hand and remind yourself of your baptism. Or if you're not baptized, remind yourself that water renews and refreshes and heals. We have candles. We have candles every Sunday, but the candles represent the light of Christ. Christ with us, the light of the world, healing, mending us so that we might carry that healing, mending work into the world. We have oil. And so this is unscented oil. And again, if you don't go to one of the prayer people who's going to be in one of the four corners of the sanctuary, you might just come forward and take oil from this plate on the communion table and be reminded of the healing presence of Christ. And maybe not even reminded, but receive that as a gift and grace. Because symbols can also become sacraments, these physical, tangible ways for us to touch and feel and know God's goodness and grace amongst us. So we have candles, the water, the oil. And as I said earlier, we will have four prayer people in the four corners of the sanctuary, so you can choose whatever corner you want to go to receive the oil, either the sign of the cross on your hand or your forehead, and then the prayer, our chaplains and ministers, will say a simple word of blessing and healing words for you. They won't ask you for a prayer request or a healing request. We trust that God knows, and they will simply say a short prayer of blessing and healing for you, and then you can find your way back to the seat. There's no real order, so we'll just let the Spirit flow and push us into the different corners. Or if you want to come and touch the bowl of water or the extra tray of oil that is here, please feel free to do as you want to do. And if you want to simply sit in your seat and pray for yourself and remember others who need healing prayer this day, then you're welcome to do that. I will roam up and down the aisle with oil as well at some point, if you want me to anoint your hand or your head. And this will be a simple time, but a meaningful time of intentionally pressing into the healing presence of our Lord, who desires to see us and call us and make us whole.